This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
I can't even do it. I can't do this.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked. Today has just been so weird anyway. And I was like, I'm just going home. I've had it. I don't even know what to do with this.
You know, everything's out of sync today.
It is. Is there like a full moon or something?
Yeah, there is. There's a super moon. Okay. Right?
It was really bright.
Because you and I often, I mean, today we're out of sync. And for some reason, he's the opposite. He's in sync. Well, not the band in sync.
Right,
He's in sync today.
I've never seen that happen.
That was a miracle.
Right. Let me explain, all right? Part of Spadil's job as a producer is to keep us on time, all right?
Yeah.
And to keep us on time with giveaways, you got this, you guys need to mention this sponsor, things of that nature, okay? Every single time, he screws it up. He's terrible at it. I mean, he's just awful. I mean, we should have fired him a long time ago. But we love the kid. We love the kid, all right? We let him stick around, all right? So just a few minutes ago, he walks in here and he says, "Hey, guys, it's 8 o'clock. You need to give away the Coldplay tickets."
We didn't even know what to do.
We all just stopped in our tracks.
What?
They just stared at me.
Yeah. We did. You know what this sound is? That was me hitting the floor.
Yeah. I mean, this has never, ever happened.
Dude, you're good.
And I agree with you. Whoever wins, they need to thank him.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you win, you need to personally say thank you to Spadil.
Yeah.
Because if it weren't for him, there's a chance we would have never given him away.
Wouldn't have.
Why do you think you did that?
Well, there's a bunch of people calling, and I was like,
Now it makes sense.
I thought
you set a reminder or something.
No, I just looked at my phone, and there was like 9 people on the text line.
So you're still the same Spadil.
Thank you to everyone who's calling in right now prematurely.
Oh my God, so this wasn't you being amazing.
No. Oh man, I was giving you shouldn't have said that, Spadil. We would have never known. You should have just said, "Well, you know, I've decided to really get on my game
I've
around here.
I've decided to be a producer.
Take this seriously."
Yeah.
Remember that notebook that Jamie got you? You wrote it down, wrote a note, 8 o'clock.
Right.
Let's go.
Where is that notebook?
I actually finished it off yesterday.
Oh, there's you no did?
More, yeah.
Wow.
It only took 3 years to get through the whole thing.
It only
has... What are you using it for, to wipe with?
But the thing is, it's just a regular notebook, and it took 3 years to fill it. There should be notes every day.
Yeah.
And it's only like 46 pages.
I'm not a good note taker.
All right. No more delay. Let's do Coldplay.
All right, here it is. Music of the Spheres. It's the world tour at Empower Field. It's going to be at Mile High, and it's going to be next summer. I know that seems so far away, but... if you are caller 19 right now, we're going to make it super easy. You're going to get a pair of tickets, 303-22 Alice.
And go ahead and thank Spadil anyway. He could use it.
Even though
it's not really him that brought it to you. Just, you know, maybe it picks him up a little bit.
Maybe he'll do it next time.
Yesterday, big old press conference with the Menendez brothers, okay? Yeah. Are they going to get out of prison or are they not? Let me play the audio first because I really don't know what happened with the press conference. I didn't see it.
I didn't either.
So maybe this gives us some insight here, but we got some takes on this.
More than a dozen relatives in front of the criminal courts building hoping to put pressure on the district attorney. Kitty Menendez's sister, who is about to turn 93, spoke about what the family has gone through.
It was a nightmare none of us could have imagined. But as details of Lyle and Eric's abuse came to light, it became clear that their actions, while tragic, were the desperate response of two boys trying to survive the unspeakable cruel of their father.
They were boys, young, scared, and abused by their father in ways no child should ever experience.
The brother's attorney, Mark Garrigo, says there is a letter written by Eric Menendez back then that corroborates the allegations that he was sexually abused by his father. Prosecutors at the time said there was no evidence of any molestation. They said the sons were after their parents' multi-million dollar estate. At the time, jurors rejected a death sentence in favor of life without parole.
You know what I noticed yesterday? I didn't hear anything about that Menudo stuff. The Menudo?
Menudo stuff.
I was like, I don't remember the name of the band. But there was a kid from there, from that boy band, that says that there was something involved with drinking some wine, and this dad got him drunk and molested him, right?
Yeah, he did.
I never heard anything about that yesterday. It wasn't a part of the press conference that I remember. And I didn't see the press conference, but the recap I saw. All right, you know, let's just go to this. Should these kids get out of jail? Well, they're not kids, these men.
Yeah, they're grown-ass men. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say yes, except for why did they take out the mom? What'd she do?
I agree.
You know?
Unless they just thought that she knew what was going on and they were...
And that she was allowing it?
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I was all for them getting out because of just the abuse that they went through and all that, if it's, you know, in fact true. But then when they went on the shopping spree, that kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah. I will say this, though. They talked to a couple of friends of theirs that were friends with them at that time. I mean, one of the brothers actually moved in with it in a condo. So they were really tight. And they said that Rodeo Drive, Beverly Hills, the shopping spree they went on isn't excessive in Hollywood. That they didn't see
Rolex
it as excessive.
Watches?
They bought Rolex watches and they bought a Porsche.
Yeah, that's excessive.
I don't know.
Even in Beverly Hills, that's excessive.
I'm just saying what these
After
guys...
After you kill your parents, that seems excessive.
Yeah, for a couple of kids.
Yeah.
My take is that they should not get out of prison. I think they should stay there. One being what you said, Jamie, and I never really thought of that. They did kill the mom.
Yeah.
I mean, they shot the shotgun 7 times at both parents. Ugh. 7 times each. 14 shots they fired. And they literally, I mean, just, it was unbelievably horrible what they did. I don't think that they should ever get out. And then second of all is, if this, what was the band again? Menudo?
Yeah.
Menudo. I don't know Menudo, folks. But if this member,
I don't know why.
If this member, if they don't have some proof of molestation, then how can you let them out? If you've got to have proof it'll happen.
Well,
and they don't have any.
I don't know what that means. I mean, it's...
You got to be able to prove that they were molested in order to call it whatever, self-defense, justified, whatever. But there is absolutely no proof that it ever happened, that the dad did anything to him.
Right, but if you got a collaborator, which is the Menudo guy, right?
But then... he needs proof, too.
What kind of proof do you want?
I don't know. Oh. But I would. It's a court. You got to have proof.
You want hard evidence.
You got
that
to.
This happened.
Don't you? Don't you have to have like letters, something was done? You got to have something, don't you? In order to let these guys out. Remember, they brutally killed these two. They did that. Here's another part of the story, too. These guys are set, according to the people yesterday, they're set to make anywhere from $60 to $75 million if they're released.
How?
Books, Netflix.
They've already done the Netflix thing.
But you can get them to do a whole different series with it. The courts, and if they get a new trial, that alone could make a ton of money, they're saying. They're saying they're estimating these kids could be worth
$50 to $60 million. Why do you keep calling kids? They're like grown-ass men.
They are grown. They are, yeah. But when the crime happened, they were kids. Yeah. And it's being approached that way in the media simply because, you know, they're saying that they were kids that were molested. But if they're
Oh, God.
I just don't think they should be making that kind of money and their parents were brutally murdered.
Yeah, but it'll be you and I that make them that money.
I know.
You know? So
I know.
I mean, why not?
But they can't make it behind bars, so.
They didn't get anything for them, those Netflix things?
No.
How come they can't?
You can't profit off a crime.
I don't know the laws. Sounds like you're like an attorney now.
Well, I watch a lot of crime shows, Jimmy. I do.
Yeah.
I'm an expert.
Yep.
Yeah. But the debate will go on. Should they get out? Should they? I mean, there is no right answer, I guess, but. I mean, everybody was debating it yesterday on social media with the press conference and everything.
But was it Rosie there? That's all I care about. Was she there?
I didn't see Rosie.
And Kim Kardashian was supposed to be there, right?
You want Rosie on your side, man.
I haven't seen any audio clips. I've seen nothing with Rosie O'Donnell.
Did she not show up?
No.
Oh, no.
Boys told her to stay home.
Big letdown.
Well, now they're going to stay in jail for sure. She didn't show up.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I feel good about it, Jamie. Actually, I do. I think we're going to win tonight.
I don't know. I was actually at the game last weekend. I don't know.
We're playing the Aints.
Oh, okay. Who?
The Saints?
Gotcha.
But they call them the Aints there because they ain't worth a crap.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah,
and they don't have a quarterback.
Oh, they don't?
Mm-mm, they got some old lady from somewhere that's going to do it.
An
tonight.
Old lady. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
They picked her up over at a bingo hall or something like that. No, they don't have their starting quarterback. They have a backup quarterback, and we have Bozo going.
Yeah.
So Bo knows.
Oh, no. We'll see what happens.
Thursday night football. A lot of people don't even realize this, but the Broncos are playing in New Orleans tonight. I think they start at
6:15.
50, yep. Right? Right. All right. All right. It's on tonight, and it's going to be locally broadcast on ABC7 because Thursday night football games are prime video.
I didn't even know there were Thursday night football games.
Really?
Nope.
The more you know.
Right? Reading Rainbow.
Coming up next, no, Jamie and the exclusive sports report right here.
Didn't even know. Nope.
BJ and Jamie.
I feel like the weather's changing.
Yeah, I do too. It definitely is.
Yep. Gotta look, doesn't it? Yeah.
I don't know, though. It's all over the place. Like, Dave's weather is different than the Weather Channel. My Alexa said that it was going to be thunderstorms today, which I don't see that on Dave's forecast. I don't know what the hell's going on.
They say it's going to change dramatically by the weekend. Now, dramatically, because we've been in the 80s, all right? So dramatically can be, you know, in the 60s or the 50s. But we are going to get rain. We are going to get rain.
We need it. How many days in a row has it been with no rain?
Like a month and a half. Yeah. Feels like. And some of the area could get some snow.
Yeah, but that, again, has been iffy with all the different forecasts.
And I feel like they love to tease that.
I do, too.
So we're not buying into it yet?
I'm not.
I heard 6 to 9 inches here just for Littleton.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Speaking of the weather, Snoop Dogg just did the weather for the NBC Today Show with Al Roker.
I saw that. I saw that.
He's awesome.
Snoop is everywhere.
Here we go.
Ow, it's 57 degrees in Mary Jane Falls, Nevada.
That's right.
And then I heard it was going to be 56 degrees in Stoner, Colorado.
That's right.
But my favorite is when it's nice, hot, and misty outside, 84 degrees in Blunt, South Dakota. Sliding on down to this area right here, above the average highs. 70 degrees in Roach, Missouri. You understand me? And over here, you know, I love, you know, we stay lucky in Kentucky. It's going to be 60 as we blaze, Kentucky. You dig?
Hell yeah.
And over here, we got Pottsville, Pennsylvania, where we'll be 60 degrees. And down low on the go, 61 degrees at High Point. Get that, High Point.
Seeing a little bit of a slowdown there.
All right.
What
do you have? I don't know. Traffic even there somewhere. Here's the weird part.
Had a Stoner, Colorado.
We do.
I didn't know that.
Here's the thing. Every city he named, Schmidl's been to.
Really?
Yeah.
He's done the tour.
Yeah, the 420 tour.
Oh, I didn't know there was a tour. That is fascinating. Mm-hmm. Huh.
Who would have ever thought that we would get to a time
I know
where
I
Snoop Dogg is on with Al Roker on NBC on the Today Show.
Where they have birthdays with jam.
Yeah.
Like they have a jam sponsor, Schmuckers, right?
Yep.
They have Schmuckers, and it's like, it's Hilda's 89th birthday today. But here's all the stoner cities.
Yeah. And they come back with, if it's Schmuckers, it's got to be good.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and they do 100-year-old people. And then Snoop Dogg gets up there and talks about Stoner, Colorado.
Yeah, that's
love it. Roach, Minnesota.
Times have changed, friends. Times have changed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show, playing some One Direction this morning. Such a sad story with this Liam Payne story out of Argentina. Number one story in the world this morning. Boy band, One Direction, losing a member this morning. And we really don't know the full story. There's a lot coming out, but we really don't know what exactly happened. We think there's drugs, alcohol, things like that involved. But nobody knows for sure, so we'll just wait and see. I do have the 911 call, Jamie. You heard it this morning, right?
Yeah, I did hear it, yeah. It's weird because they're so polite to each other, and it's weird that they say at the end, like, have a good day, okay, yeah. You too.
Yeah.
That part's weird.
Yeah, well, it's out of Argentina. Maybe they're just really polite with the 911 down there. But then you have the translation, which obviously is them just reading transcript, which takes away. I mean, you don't get the emotion of the moment, any of that stuff in there. But it does tell you what was going on at the time with this Liam news broke yesterday afternoon when the call was made from the hotel from the person there in charge to summon somebody with the EMTs over there.
Good morning. I'm calling from Hotel Casa Sur Palermo, Costa Rica 6032.
What is happening, sir?
We have a guest drunk on drugs and alcohol. When he's conscious, he's breaking everything in the room.
You said alcohol and drugs?
That's correct.
You said Costa Rica intersecting where?
Costa Rica 6032.
Repeat.
Costa Rica 6032.
How is the hotel called?
Casa Azul Palermo. We need to send someone with urgency because I don't know if the guest's life is in danger because he's in a room with a balcony and we were afraid he could do something that threatens his life.
How long has he been there? Is it a long-stay hotel?
The guest has been there for the past 3 days.
You don't any other information because you can't get in, right?
No.
We are also notifying Medical Emergency Attention Service.
We are asking you to send someone with urgency because...
We are doing that. Any other data to give me? Who are you?
I'm the desk manager.
Person in charge of the place?
Yes.
It has been notified. What is your name, sir?
Esteban.
Thanks for calling. Be online.
Are you sending police too?
Police from the delegation. Let me confirm.
No. Only Medical Emergency Attention Service.
Don't worry, because they have already been notified.
I wonder why they didn't want the police.
I don't know.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they had this situation where this guy's body is in the courtyard area.
Well, no, that hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
That hadn't happened yet.
Oh,
yeah. I'm assuming they didn't want the police because maybe he'd freak out and it'd make matters worse.
Or maybe, maybe there's like a privacy thing. I don't know.
So the death hadn't occurred. They just put him back in his room and he's being erratic, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, as you said, he's under the influence of alcohol and drugs. Medical Emergency Attention Service personnel can't enter alone.
You can ask that to the police. But if Medical Emergency Attention Service needs them, they will notify you.
Good. Okay, perfect.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
They are polite.
I know. That's what I said. Wow. That was the weird part. Yep.
Amazing, huh?
Right?
Wow. Just crazy story. The truth will come out. We'll find out exactly what happened with this particular situation. But it's sad. It's just sad that it got 31 years old, too. 31. Mm-hmm. Man, oh, man. All right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.